Welcome to Love Wins with Ellis and Benita, a conversation of love, life, and relationships. Welcome to Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. This is Benita.
And this is Ellis.
And we're back with episode 17.
One more game.
We up in here recording. I made him a charcuterie board, y'all. I'm going to post this picture on our Facebook page.
And so she is a phenomenal host and splendid co-host. So typically, you know, for a while there, she kind of got off, you know, off her grind. But lately, she's really been back on having my charcuterie board, a little food here, a little food there. And it's good, y'all.
I felt guilty because yesterday, Navy posted a picture of me making paella. And he probably had his mouth all set for leftovers.
I didn't say leftovers.
I know there were none. So I felt guilty. I said, I gotta make him something real quick before he gets here.
See, for the ladies out there, let me school you on something.
Here we go.
This is how you take care of a good man, you know, brother, loved one, friend. See, and because it's how she treats me so good, that's why I be attracting such great women in my life. That's why.
Ooh, you didn't tell me where my boots. I wear my toes out today. I should wear my boots.
In other words, just do it like Benita. Mm-hmm. You know, be like Benita. You know, people say, like, be like Mike.
Be like B.
Be like B.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of that, I'm life coaching, so y'all want to be like B. Hit me up at lovewinswithellisandbenita@gmail.com. So, thank y'all for listening and sharing and doing all those great things. We, you know, we're starting to get our numbers in. And so we are happy. Y'all are really downloading it, and we're so grateful that somebody's listening. We still want y'all to talk to us, though, but I'm not going to be pushy. But you know how to find us on Facebook and at our email. And also, you can make comments on whatever platform you're streaming the podcast on. Okay. So this week, I want to talk about Back to Love.
And pickled carrots.
Oh, yes, he's eating pickled carrots. I did not make these carrots. These are made by Urban Culinary. No, it is not. Urban Culinary Minds out of Charlotte. If you follow the Vine Wine Club page, I don't even know if I told y'all I own a company called the Vine Wine Club, where we sell wine and do wine education. If you're a member of that page, you've seen me advertise their seasonings. And so I started promoting different seasonings when a lot of us stopped buying the Goya seasonings. So these are some sisters out of Charlotte that own a seasoning brand called Urban Spiced. And if you are in Richmond, you can catch them at the RBA Black Farmers Market over at 1700 Blair Street on the third Saturday of each month. They will be there selling their spices and pickled vegetables. But Ellis is loving the pickled carrots today.
And, you know, just a plug in for her, for Benita's Vine Wine Club. She can send wine all over the country, and her selection of wine is excellent and exquisite, by the way. And instead of going to Total Wine or other places, you can definitely support her. So please support her wine. Go to Vine Wine Club. What?
VineWineClub.com.
And you can get it.
Yep. Thank you. So all is love. See, that's what this is about. Love wins, right?
Well, love wins, bro.
All right. So back to love. So what inspired this conversation or this thought? So by the time you hear this, we recorded like a week before, but I was reading some comments about on Facebook about Cardi B and, you know, her most recent filing for divorce from her husband Offset. And so there was some conversations about, you know, she left him before, she shouldn't have took him back or whatever. So I want to talk about that. I want to talk about going back to love and whether it's in the same form that you were in the first time or it's something different this time. So why don't we go back? So,
because ain't nothing back there.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is.
Name one.
So sometimes when you in the relationship for whatever reason, we in relationships probably mostly for infidelity and money. So let's start with the money piece first. If you in your relationship or you break up behind a money issue, you still love them. Now money is right again. Money is right again. You can take them back, right?
Well, I mean, I'm not a huge proponent of returning to love or returning to someone I've departed from. Not saying that it can't work, but typically there's unresolved issues, and I don't know. I think it can be, and I'm wrong speaking as an individual standpoint. I know it's happened. But I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know if that is would be a good idea for me.
Okay.
But I do think that it's important. If that's going to be the case, then there has to be a resolution of whatever occurred that caused the breakup initially.
Communication. You know, it's like if you can talk through most things. I believe you can. But in order to do that, you have to listen. So a lot of times when we're talking or we're having this conversation, we're not really listening to what the other person is saying.
Oh, no, no. No, because we're too busy, you know, hurling insults, or we're too busy trying to, you know, say our piece, or I don't want to say our piece. Too busy trying to get out what we need to say.
Right.
But I don't. Returning back
to all of those insults cause more damage to the relationship.
Yes, it does. So it has to be forgiveness, you know, in order to go back or whatever. It has to be a level of forgiveness about what occurred. And it's individuals, you have to move beyond that. But it's so hard when you've been wounded or hurt by someone. And you really start to think about what this person did, vice versa. So I don't know. I just don't know.
So can you forgive, Ellis?
Can I forgive? Oh. All day, every day, and twice on Sunday. But I ain't never going to forget.
Right, and we don't. But I think when we truly forgive, you do have to let it go.
Well, I'll say this. When we're talking about letting something go, does the person, is the person still exhibiting what you let go of?
Well.
So say, for example, we're in a relationship, and we ended because of money. But then you back with old boy, old girl, and she ain't fixed the money problems, right? Mm-hmm. So I've forgiven her, but she still got ratchet spending habits.
But a part of that conversation, you're supposed to, as you said, come up with the resolution, right? So in the conversation, you're going to say, okay, this is how we're going to deal with the money. You know, if you have a budgeting issue, you know, get her to agree to work within this budget. You know, if he has an issue mismanaging the checkbook, let her manage the checkbook. I mean, some people are better at some things than others. Like, when I was married, I never handled the household bills.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's what he do.
Right.
You know, he's looking at every penny that's coming out of the bank right. account. When I'm just like, I swipe the card, swipe. It works.
I'm swiping, I'm moving.
Good. You know, we good. So it was, you know, it was.
You like my son.
Yeah, we had to figure out who was best at what. You know, I was best at managing the children.
Okay. And so I think what you just said is very important. Very important.
What is so funny? You're gonna choke on that cheddar.
You just said that he's gonna handle the money. You're gonna handle the children, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
no, that's what I'm good at.
Oh. He's like, that's what I'm good
at. I'm good at handling the children.
I'm good at handling the children. So, but your spending habits haven't been repaired. You're gonna continue to do the swiping.
No, but you could repair that. You know how? Okay, if this is the card I'm swiping.
Okay.
If all you put in that card on that card is $5,000 a month.
Okay.
Then I can't exceed $5,000. And I can't be mad when I go and it's declined because it's the 15th. I'm out of money. So it's going to, that's my fault. because I agreed to that.
Okay. I get it. But when you're returning to a relationship, and if that is a trigger in a relationship, and you still have that same mindset, we're gonna depart all over again.
But you think
for the same reason.
Kind of like the Cardi B offset.
I don't know about
when
that.
When she broke up the first time because allegedly he was unfaithful, and then she went back, and then now apparently he's done it again.
But she's not a real person.
What do you mean she's not a real person?
She got everything. Have you seen her without the makeup and the wigs and all that stuff?
She's still a real person. What are you talking about?
She's like a Barbie doll.
Barbies are people too.
Barbie lives matter. Barbie lives matter.
Barbie lives matter.
But I, you know.
What? I mean, she's still.
I just don't think that anyone's capable. I mean, and I could be wrong, but I don't see how anybody could definitely be just with just her. She's not.
Well, why would, if you can't be with just her, why would you say I do? I mean, why would you even commit to it?
I don't know why he did that. Because I don't know no Castlewood. For real, for real. I mean, look at him though, for real, for real. I mean, that's just.
Everybody want that whack.
I don't think it. Obviously, he didn't want it because he would have got some more. I mean, obviously, he didn't want it.
He wanted it and he wanted some more.
It wasn't that good.
He wanted some more.
It must not have been that good.
But the point is, she went back the first time or took him back, whatever the case was. And she got ripped for it because she took him back. Kind of like the Hillary Clinton thing. She got ripped by women because she ain't leave Bill.
Well, okay.
Why?
I'm not one to speak on folks' stuff because people can do what they want to do, but I don't know. People are who they are. You know, people are who they are.
People are who they are, but why do we beat people up? So one of the things that I wanted to say why we don't go back is because of the peer pressure. You know, we don't take them back because other people, we tell other people, like in the celebrities I use, they're, you know, worldwide things. And so all your businesses, you know, in the media. But even on our scale, once we tell 27 people, you know, that this happened and, you know, this occurred in this relationship and we're going to break up, then when we decide to work out our situation, and we come up with the resolution and we go back together, people looking at us like, are they talking about us? We stupid, we dumb.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem is we tell too many people our business and that we should keep our business. Like I look at Denzel Washington, I forget his wife's name.
Pauletta.
And I recall a few years ago that they thought that there was rumor that he was going to be separated.
Okay.
And someone asked him about it. And he said, how can you make an assumption when I or my wife have never talked about our relationship publicly? So why would I answer your question when I or my wife or my kids have never discussed our relationship publicly? So what makes you think I'm going to talk about it now when we never have?
Yeah.
And so the person was like shocked. And so, as smooth as he is,
never heard him say anything.
He moved along to the next question. He says, "You have another question?" Like I'm not even addressing that.
Yeah.
So the person was trying to press.
We do talk too much about.
We really talk too much. Yes.
Yeah.
We talk too much, and right now we put everything on social media. Please do this. Please do that. No, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
And so if we did that more, then if we decide to go back, we don't have to worry about the scrutiny. So someone like a Cardi B or these young cats who are out here, you know, in the public eye and they're always sharing their business, of course you're going to catch the scrutiny of somebody else. Of course. But if you keep your mouth shut, you ain't got to worry about that. And now everyone has a camera phone. I mean, so everywhere you go, somebody's recording or looking at you, especially if you them.
Yeah.
But I don't mean no harm. That cat looked like every other cat walked in the inner city. You know, you got gold teeth, you got braids and glasses. So. You know, he looked apart. You know, so I'm just saying. I don't know. I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't talk a lot.
Now I've learned my lesson. I keep. Something my grandma used to always say to me, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Mm. We talk too much. So when you talk too much, you expose your business, so you're going to have these kind of issues and problems. But we just kept our mouth shut. We can work things out on our own. Mm-hmm. You know? So, I was seeing somebody and a while ago, and she said, don't tell anybody you're talking to me. And I said, what? I can't talk? She was like, nah. She said, because if we don't work out, I don't want people to have a wrong perception of you or of me, so let's just keep it quiet. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow.
Or she had a boo.
Or that too. Or a couple boos. Mm-hmm. You know,
I'm going to start doing that. Don't tell nobody you're talking.
Don't tell nobody you're talking. Keep your mouth shut.
I love you.
That girl's smart. Bring her on the show. Don't tell
nobody you're talking. I love that. That girl's smart. Bring her on the show.
Okay.
We talk. Think about how many. And you can relate to this. Certain individuals were married, was sleeping with so-and-so. You know, no one said anything. Everyone knew, right? But no one said anything. Mm-hmm. But the two individuals, they weren't talking about it. They kept between themselves. Mm-hmm. But people knew because you saw Mr. So-and-so go over Miss So-and-so's house or Miss So-and-so go over Miss So-and-so's house when Mr. So-and-so was at work.
Right.
But, you know, but we kept our business tight.
And people judge you based on what you say.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Like for me, like I talk to you a lot, a whole lot.
a whole lot.
So every time I meet a person, I text you or I call you, say, Ellis, I met so-and-so and so. So you're good. You don't judge me. You know, I think you think it's like a bag or a carnival. No.
Hilarious.
But some people are like, that girl, you know all these guys, but it's just, I just know them. You know, I'm working through. As I told my great friend, I'll just call him G the philosopher. It's like a deck of cards. I deal myself five, and I just discard the cards.
Or the six. Or seven.
Now. But it's like a deck of cards, and you just got to see what's going to work. You know, I'm not making these commitments, and usually having it like that because I'm real honest, I keep them as friends.
Well, I think in your case, you do a great job of not personalizing anything, and you're able to be fluid and going back to, you know, to certain individuals, because it's not like you burn bridges. You just have an understanding. It's almost like, yo, I'm gonna do me anyway.
Yeah.
And most people are not mature enough to be able to do that in such a way that you can maintain a good relationship with whomever. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, most men, we reckless. We reckless and messy.
Say so.
You know what I'm saying? We blow up a tire bridge. You're like, how am I getting back to the other side? I burned the bridge. Mm-hmm. But we don't
think that. But you already burned the bridge.
Already burned the bridge. Mm-hmm. You know, so I know me. I'm a flamethrower.
But it's a skill. And I think a lot of women have whether we want to use it.
No,
you
didn't
even gonna let me finish the sentence.
But you always think that women have the skill that you have, and I don't think that's true.
I think they do. They just don't know how to use it.
They don't. I've been with enough of them.
They could talk you right on down, help you put that bridge back together. You still going back across that bridge. You staying over here. But we're gonna help you put that bridge back.
Mm-mm. I know you and maybe two other women. Maybe three of y'all. The rest of them can't do it. Now, mature, it requires emotional intelligence to be able to do that. You have to be able to control your emotions and see the situation from a giraffe perspective and not a turtle perspective. And I don't think a lot of women or men are able to do that. I don't. Okay.
And it does require that because, as you mentioned, you cannot internalize. Because everything ain't about you.
Right.
Everything that comes your way ain't about you.
That's right.
You know, sometimes folks are projecting.
Right.
You know, this their stuff.
Right.
You know, so how do you, you know, roll that right back up and hand it back over?
That's right.
You know, because
this
ain't about me.
And that's the skill. Mm-hmm. And I think most of us take things so personal. Not only do we take it personal, we really think it's about us. We become so self-centered and think it's really about, right, it ain't about you. It has nothing to do with you. I mean, I am who I am. You are who you are. And I think with you, you've always been that way. And I think some women, and probably some men, envy that, and they want to you know have that skill, but it's innate. I don't think it's something you can really learn. However, can it be taught? Yes, but you have to have some emotional intelligence. You got to have some maturity in order to be able to do that. And I don't see a lot of women having that.
I read this. We had to take a break, but this week I was looking at my zodiac sign and compatibility.
Uh-oh.
I ain't had nothing to do.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
So it was interesting, you know, what it said about, I'm an Aquarius, so what it said about me, but one of the things that we are known for, or what they say about us, is we are aloof.
So, no.
So being aloof helps us to detach all of that BS y'all bringing it away. So we got to take it back. I'll take a break. But we're going to be right back with Love Wins with Allison Bonita.
Three Guys Talking Smack and Listening to Music is an eclectic blend of genres for your listening pleasure. Find our podcast on the Black Talk Radio Network or listen to our stream on Live 365. From praise to timeless tunes to an all-out dance party, our DJs spin the tunes to make you feel good. Reminisce with us on Thursdays as we take you back to our greatest moments. Three Guys Talking Smack and Listening to Music, the intersection of music and culture.
And we're back with Love Wins with Allison Bonita. And we're talking about back to love. So during the break, we were talking about my relationship with my ex-husband. And so we get this often. I don't know if he gets it because we ain't around his friends. We're around my friends. He ain't got no friends.
He ain't got no friends.
So we get along extremely well. And you know, a lot of times we get, you know, y'all still act like you're married. So a lot of that is, you know, I say we grew up together. You know, I met him at 21. You know, he was 23. And so, you know, we grow up and then we had a child, got married, had two more babies. And we were together for, you know, a long time. And so we got to know each other really well. Know each other's habits, I know what he gonna say, he know what I'm gonna say. And so the marriage just didn't work, you know, for different reasons. I probably swept that card too much. But now, so it's not that love is lost, love is just transition. You know, I made this commitment that I always wanted us, me, him, and the children to be a family. So it didn't matter that we were no longer married. I remember my middle child one time, it got in trouble. And I told his dad what he had done. And so, you know, middle child comes and say, I thought y'all were divorced. Why you got to tell him everything? And I was like, we are divorced. We ain't got nothing to do with y'all. You know, we still a parenting team. And so being a parenting team.
Baby, you snitching.
Yeah.
I start snitching.
Yeah, I told.
Yeah,
I'm sure
please.
So, you know, we stayed that team and still, you know, we're still parenting. Even our children are young adults, but we're still parenting, but we have a really solid friendship. And no, we ain't trying to get back together. And yes, I would hear some stuff from some of my family and my friends if I chose to go that path. Just because I talk too much, you know, about things that happen within our relationship. But you know me. I don't care about that. I don't care what people say.
At all.
No, I don't care what people say or think. You know, if that's what we decided that we wanted to do, I would do that. But rest assured, we good. We good right here.
You know, having witnessed that, I mean, prayerfully, one day I would hope to have the same kind of chemistry. I don't say chemistry, just relationship and respect with my children's mothers, as you have with your ex-husband. I think it's just a beautiful thing. I have a friend of mine, him and his ex-wife and his current wife, they have lunch together. They hang out and they go on like, you know, she always bring a different man, but they always go on these little trips together.
Okay.
I'm like, so how do you feel when she bringing a different man? You're like, I don't care. He's like, I don't care, don't bother me. But, you know, His wife is so busy trying to make sure she has somebody. Mm-hmm. So she's out there looking for someone.
For him.
For her.
Oh, okay.
His ex-wife.
Okay.
And I just thought it's so cool. It's just a cool thing when you can mature to a place we're going to do what's best for our kids.
Yeah. Because that's what's most important. You know, you broke up as, you know, the marriage. Right. That part broke up. But you still have this responsibility. And it's a whole lot easier on the children if you could do this together and be on the same accord.
Yeah.
Instead of y'all beefing. And then the kids, see, that's crazy. Y'all setting yourselves up to be the enemy anyway. Because the kids going to play you. Kids can play us.
I ain't going to say what I was
going to
say.
I'm the captain of both teams.
I ain't going to say what I was going to say. Yeah, I think that's to be commended. I really think it's to be commended. But just because you have that level of respect or have a working relationship, it does not mean that y'all have to be together.
Right.
Right? Right. Oftentimes we think, oh, y'all still got chemistry, you still get along. No, y'all should go back to one another. No, we broke up for a reason.
Absolutely. And sometimes when you have chemistry with a lot of people and you already know that that's not enough to make this relationship solid. Mm. I mean, you know, that's not enough. And some people get confused by that. You get with somebody, this brother one time, and I'll talk about him because he don't listen to this stuff. But he said,
this is Benita's day, y'all.
He said, we got a vibe. I ain't got no vibe. You know, so whatever he was feeling is a vibe wasn't enough to sustain or to even to make me interested in, you know, making him one of the cards I held in my hand. I discarded that joker too.
Rick James. Benita is really a Rick James. You know, fire and desire. Love him and leave him. That's what I used to do. She's really the real Rick James.
No abuse, though. No using and abuse.
Shut up,
Mike. Back it up.
Back it up. Back your business.
Back it up. No, but I do enjoy, you know, the matrimonial love has transitioned. There's still love, but yeah, it's definitely a family and a friendship love. I'm going to Raleigh this weekend. We're going to hang out. His car work. Gonna swipe his card all evening, you know.
But you know, there's something to this, and what I mean by that, I was just thinking, when you're able to have a respectful relationship with a person that you're no longer with, it really says a lot about the love you shared mm-hmm. and the times you shared. And if you're unable to move past that to have any kind of relationship, like a semblance of relationship, I mean. What does that say about what you shared? Is it not meaningful? Is it not important? I mean, but shouldn't you be able to? But dang, I ain't got none of that.
So, do we feel like, you know, we say we use love, but, and we talk about it, is love forever for real? Is love forever? Because I think
shouldn't
about,
be, though?
It should be. And I just think it could just transition. It's like energy.
So, if it's not forever, then was it ever love?
No, that's what I would say. I could be wrong. But to me, love is an energy. It just changes formats. Like, I could love you. Like, you could do something to me that would completely turn me off. I just got to love you from afar. I got a friend now. I mean, this is just a friend. And he listens to the show. So he going to know I'm talking about him. He just pissed me off a few weeks ago. I still love him. But I had to take some giant steps back. So no, I don't answer his phone if he called at 7:30 in the morning like he was able to every day. I don't answer that call. You know, I don't have much to say. We're going to be all right. But right now, no. I still love you just from across the street.
You know, it's not a lot of people that I've been in relationship that I like still care about. So it's like,
but I think you do, because you are a passionate brother.
I am.
And you can't have that much passion for something that you don't care about. And I think it's a true, we need to play that song. It's a thin line between love and hate.
Thin line between That's, love
we're gonna play
and
that.
Hate.
We're gonna play
but,
that.
You know, and you're right. But for me, it's all about the whole betrayal. and the lack of respect. Or
so you just hurt, but you still love. That energy is still there. You just hurt.
It's hard to love somebody. I love hard. I love hard and I love deep. So it's hard to love somebody and then something happens and they go back to that. It just dredges up all the old feelings and thoughts and emotions that you had. I don't know. For me, it wouldn't be a good thing. It wouldn't be a good thing because I would still be holding on to what happened. So it's best that I move on and just keep on kicking.
For you, sir, I wish you some of my aloofness and detachment.
I'm a Pisces. We're not wishy-washy. You be
one
that,
fish going this way, one fish going the other way.
What this speaks to is that our ability to do multiple things. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what it speaks to. Mm-hmm. I'm like, first of all, who created that little thing anyway? Two fish going. I mean, who did that?
Somebody who met a Pisces.
Oh my gosh. Facts. Okay, facts.
I dated one for 5 years. Facts. Still a very good friend, but facts. I didn't.
You know, but them darn Virgos, though.
They're special.
I stay away from them Virgos.
You scared?
Oh, I ain't scared. I just know we don't ride. We don't ride.
I think Pisces and Virgos are like the polar opposite, I think.
Polar opposites.
Because I have, my daughter is a Pisces, I mean, a Virgo. Both my boys are Pisces.
Really?
Yeah.
When's their birthday?
13th and 19th.
Of February?
March.
13th and 19th? They're both Pisces?
Yeah.
That's why I love them boys.
I love them boys.
That's why I love them boys.
I adore Pisces.
I love them boys.
Y'all get on my nerves. I adore Pisces.
I love them boys. How y'all playing
out? What's playing? We black family. We drank Jack. We drank Jack Daniels.
We're black family.
And 2 weeks later, we pregnant.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's why I love your boys.
They're delightful.
They are delightful. Good boys.
Mm-hmm.
Good boys. Yeah, good boys. Anyway, okay.
So, back to love.
Back to love. Yeah, but I do think that, I mean, in all honesty, for me, it's always best to move on unless you can resolve what took place. If you can resolve and forgive and squash it, then it's cool. But it's hard to get over somebody, you know, putting you out, or it's hard to get over somebody like
what to put you out for though? I mean,
you know,
sometimes you just gotta say, yeah, you should have put me out.
They should have put me out.
Yeah,
with that.
It's all right.
You know, yeah, put me out. You know what I'm saying? I won't even put out like twice.
No.
You know, you can't put me out of my own house. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you told me the story of your friend, of a mutual friend, and he got out and walked from Colonial Heights.
From Hopewell. He said the girl was looking for him. He said he was ducking behind buildings and trash cans so she couldn't pick him up.
Yeah. That right there, I don't want to go back to that kind of bra.
He ain't trying to go back to that.
She was so jive crazy, yo.
Apparently. Make you want to walk. That's a good distance. I mean, it's a short drive, but that's a heck of a walk.
That's
a heck of a walk.
It's like, yo, but the question is, did he go back to her?
No.
Okay. Because once you do that, once you make that trek, you made up your mind. Like, I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm not going back to
you. That's the walk of shame.
Yeah, that's a walk of shame. Yes.
Yeah, you'll do that walk of shame too many times.
Yeah.
So, it was, I have a friend. Well, we had like a nasty blow up, breakup, I should say. And I use the word breakup loosely because we weren't like dating exclusively anyway. So after not communicating for about a month, you know, I reached out because, you know, he's a stubborn kind of fella. I reached out and I initiated the apology, because the words that we used, you know, I was out of pocket. He was, you know, reacting to what I said. And so I apologized for what I said. And so then he apologized too. And so we're working on the friendship. And so that's what a lot of us just need to do. Just go back and look. Because sometimes we use words that hurt. That's what my kids used to say. You said words that hurt. We use words that hurt. And we really don't mean it. We're hurt by something. We're angry with something. And we attack.
I mean, we really have to be careful what we say. And that's what I'm learning. So often I've said things that I really didn't mean, but now I pretty much say what I mean.
Well, the beauty of...
I'm not trying to hurt anybody.
Right. I hate text relationships, you know, people who only want to text all the time. I don't do those. But one of the good things about texting, because we use it so much, we got time to hit that delete key. Like sometimes just typing it all out, reading it before you hit send and say, all right, is this really what I want to say? Or am I just pissed right now?
But typically you text because the person is not able to listen to hear what you're saying. There's nothing more frustrating when you're trying to articulate your truth and the person just won't listen.
That's true.
And so you text because they won't listen.
So then they can read it and reread it. Right. And I've said that right. On top of the text. I'm texting you so you can read and reread.
Right. Right.
You know, because I'd rather have the conversation.
Right.
But sometimes, like with this brother, he won't go answer the phone. You know, and I needed to say something. And so out of the frustration, I said some foul stuff.
You know, I think I was standing there as you were speaking. There's nothing more powerful than giving a person space to speak their truth, whether you agree with it or not. I'm hoping I can mature to the place when someone's able to speak their truth. My only issue with that, you can speak your truth, but don't make an assumption that your truth is my truth.
Okay.
I mean, I will listen to you, but don't go off on and you did this and you did that and you said that. I'm like, but you got text messages to prove what I said. You know, it's I said that.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Text messages are receipts.
I was in a conversation with someone not too long ago, and I asked them a question. They answered the question, and they were like, that was very dismissive. And I said, what do you mean? She said, well, you asked me a question, I asked the question, and you dismissed my answer. And I was like, oh, I did, didn't I? And I thought about it, I'm like, I do that a lot. And I was like, and
are you dismissive?
You know, I did not know it until she said it. And but when she said it, I was like, I do have a tendency to dismiss people. And she was like, it's okay, but I just it's like a pet peeve of mine. So please be mindful of that. If we're gonna be friends, right?
Okay.
And I realized, yeah, I can be dismissive.
Okay.
And
so, but now when you're in conversations with people, that individual especially, you are mindful of that.
I'm
right?
Very mindful of it.
And that's good. Self-awareness.
I'm very mindful.
Yeah. Self-awareness is very important.
I was just shocked that as I thought about it, I was like, wow. And I was looking at previous relationships and I'm thinking like, maybe if I wasn't so dismissive, then I could have had a better relationship. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciated, you know, her for saying that. Because, and she said, well, in her last relationship, in her marriage, she never did that. And so she said, I was the first person she kind of checked. I was like, no, but I needed to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because it opened my eyes like, wow, I need to be more mindful to listen to people and not dismiss what they're saying. Because, again, if we were being in any kind of relationship, friendship, or whatever, you have to be able to hear a person so you can grow and be in a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
And I knew that from that day forward, I need to be more mindful of what I'm saying. And a lot of people have the space to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You got to grow up.
We got to grow up. So we're going to take a break. But what did I say we were going to play?
Thin line between love and hate.
Thin line between love and hate. So we're going to be right back with Love Wins with Alice and Benita.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
It's a thin line between love and hate by the Persuaders. And so that I think is a good summation of back to love. We can get back to love because sometimes you just cross over that little thin line. Just get on back over there.
If you want to. But if you don't want to get back to love, keep on moving. Move on down the road.
Just ease on that.
Oh, my bad. Ease on down.
If you don't know the words, just hum it. You gotta sing the words.
It's ease on down. My bad.
So, I said right. Move. So what did we say? To get back to love. And so, you know, just remember, love doesn't have to be in the same form that it was initially. Because I believe if you ever love somebody, you always love them. It just kind of changed forms. So be honest, communicate, be authentic. And these are the things that we stress all the time with whatever form of relationship we're talking about or that you're in. Those are some keys that will help your relationship stay genuine. And stop rolling your ass, Ellis. Look, he over here rolling his ass and crossed his arm and threw down his phone. What next? I'm on the fly squad. I'm going to beat him. What's wrong with you? Fix your face, boy.
Don't make no sense.
What's your issue? You got something to say?
Nope, I ain't got nothing to say.
Perfect.
You got nothing to say.
That's how we get along so well.
You got nothing to say.
So, all right, so folks have been calling in. A calling Alice.
Yes.
And saying that we have good chemistry.
Yes, we do.
And that people should talk to me because I know how to keep them in check. So if you're interested in riding this big ride called Alice, call me. I can train you.
It's not a carnival now. It's not a carnival.
I can train you.
It is Six Flags, Busch Gardens. Everybody came. My homegirl Celeste Lane said, everybody came ride that ride, Ellis.
So call me. I am coaching. Mm. I am now a life coach. Hit us up at LoveWins with Ellis and Benita at gmail.com. On our Facebook page at the name of the show, LoveWins with Ellis and Benita, on whatever platform you're listening to. Hit us up with a comment, and we want to be engaged in your life like we want you to be engaged in ours. So again, we appreciate you. Thank you to Three Guys Talking Smack and Listening to Music, the executive producer, Big P, for producing our show. Thank you to the Black Talk Radio Network, Scotty Reed, for allowing us to be a part of the Black Talk Radio family. And thank you most of all to you guys for listening and sharing. So we'll be back next week with another exciting conversation with Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. Take care and be well. Bye.
Have a good day. Peace and blessings, family. Peace and blessings.
We hope you enjoy Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. Until next time, put love first. Hashtag Love Wins. If you'd like to reach us, reach out at Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. @gmail.com